to listen. The man has just about to open his big mouth.
Yeah, let's everybody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. And now, Lever Brothers Company, the bakers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy Amos and Andy. There have been many fly-by-night romances in the life of Andrew Brown, and his best friend Amos has long been aware of this. Feeling that it's about time Andy settled down with the right girl, 2 weeks ago, Amos and his wife Ruby invited Andy over to dinner to meet a friend of theirs. The important introduction is taking place.
Andy Brown, I'd like to have you meet Mary Thompson. Mary, this is my good friend, Andy.
It's nice to know you, Andy.
Hello.
Well, y'all make yourself comfortable here. I'll go on in the kitchen and help Ruby.
You were a little late, Mr. Brown. Couldn't I get you an hors d'oeuvre?
No, thank you. I'm on the wagon.
I hope they don't serve too big a dinner. You know, I kind of been watching my figure.
I've been kind of looking at it myself. Won't you sit down on the sofa here, Mary?
Oh, thank you, Andy.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Well, that's okay. I'll buy a cigarette from Amos later. Mary, you sure is cute. How come I ain't seen you around town before?
No, I don't get around much, Andy. I'm a secretary, and I keep pretty busy down at the office.
Oh, you work, sir. Well, tell me more about your job.
Oh, I'm sure your work isn't half as interesting as mine, or maybe I should say my work isn't half as interesting as yours. What do you do for a living, Andy?
Where do you live at, Mary?
I live on 122nd Street, so I can be near my job. Do you live near your job, Andy?
Sure been having a lot of snow around here lately. You know, Mary, you are pretty. I could go for a gal like you. Something is pulling me to you like you is a maggot.
Yeah, Henry. Andy met this gal, Mary, over at Amos' house 2 weeks ago, pre-posed to her. Now it looks like he's going to be an old married man like we are.
Yes, we must go over and congratulate the boy. Welcome him to the ranks of the living dead. Tell me, Kingfish, whatever became of that gal that Andy's been corresponding with through the Lonely Hearts Club, that Citronella Jackson?
Well, he done forgot all about that when you know he only got serious with her because he was lonely.
Yes, well, you know, I married my wife Clara 20 years ago because I was lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And just the other morning, I happened to look at her as she was getting up, and I said to myself, Henry, how could you ever have been that lonely?
You know, Andy, getting married sure is a good thing for me, though. You see, I is his best man. And as his best man, he done give me $200 to arrange for his honeymoon, out of which I will deduct a small amount for my trouble.
Oh, yes. You making a commission on the deal, huh?
Yeah, I'm setting aside $175, and that will leave you $25 for the honeymoon trip. Well, hello there, Andy. Come on into the office, yeah, boy. I got your honeymoon trip all arranged for you.
Oh, yeah. I was really crazy about that gal Mary that Amos introduced me to.
Yeah, well, Andy, I just finished up the details on your honeymoon trip.
Oh, that's what I come over to see you about, Kingfish. Did you arrange for us to go to Honolulu like I asked you?
Honolulu. Now, Andy, knowing that you wanted a tropical setting, I was going to pick out a place that's got more atmosphere, more enchantment, and more charm than Honolulu.
Yeah? Where is that?
Gay, romantic Hoboken.
Hoboken. They got a place in New Jersey by that same name.
Lucky for you, Andy, it's the same place.
Wait a minute, I ain't never been there, but, is you sure that Hoboken is gay and romantic?
Oh, yeah, and just picture this exotic scene. As your ferry boat steams into the slip, there on the shore, the happy stevedores raises their voices in their traditional song of the island.
What song is that?
Aloha Hoboken. You see, the natives all welcome you by throwing banana peelings and grapefruit skins in the water. Oh, it's a touching scene there.
Well, wait a minute, Kingfish. How come it's costing me $200 just to go across the river to Hoboken with my wife, Mary?
Well, of course, you was going first class all the way. You ain't going down in the steerage on this ferry boat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be right up on the pomade deck there where you can hear the accordion and everything else.
Well, what about my room reservations in romantic Hoboken?
Oh, nothing but the best, Andy, nothing but the best. I have booked you in the bridal suite at the Yimco Hotel.
The Yimco Hotel? How you spell it?
YMCA.
Wait a minute. Yimka, that must be a new hotel. I won't have no trouble with the reservations when I get to this Yimka, will I?
No, but I do think it might be a good idea to have your wife wear slacks. That's what I would do.
Wait a minute. What'd you want, Lightning?
New Vandal, yeah, the telegram that just come for you.
Oh, thank you, Lightning.
You welcome. I'll whiz on out.
Who is the telegram from, Andy?
Holy smokes, it's from Citronella Jackson.
Citronella Jackson?
Yeah, that's the gal I've been writing to in that Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah, what you want?
Well, about 6 months ago, I wrote her a letter and say if she ever saved enough money to get up here to New York, I'd marry her.
Andy, you done pre-posed to that girl?
Yeah, look here. The telegram says she's arriving tomorrow to marry me. Oh, me, if Mary ever finds out about Citronella, I has a cooked goose.
Yeah, Andy, your whole future happiness is at stake here. Not only that, I was already forwarded to Yimka Hotel, 75 cents to reserve you the bridal suite.
Oh, me, what is I going to do when Citronella gets here from Georgia?
Well, you has got to tell her. You got to do it. You gotta have
determination.
When a woman has done you wrong,
I rise to tell
my determination. Tell her what is on your mind.
I'll tell.
Do you walk my determination?
Gonna drown myself in the deep blue sea because a good woman made a fool of me.
I rise to tell.
Determination.
He's gonna tell.
He's gonna tell it all.
I'll tell.
He's gonna tell his determination. He ought to tell.
Well, I caught a bad cold, thought it meant my doom. I'm gonna pay what I owe.
Gonna get in my room, I'll tell.
Rise to tell.
Determination. I've got those determination rules.
I've got it, I'm telling you.
I've got those determination rules.
What can a poor man do?
My head's a spinning on account of women,
but
I'm gonna see it through.
Congregation.
Yeah, yeah.
Want you all to know that I've got trouble. I've got trouble in
war. Trouble.
Well, I've made money, had a time. Can't pay my taxes cause I ain't got a dime. I made the money, but I can't go home. My wife's waiting with a gambling gun. But listen, let me tell you the truth. I get another dollar, guess what I'm gonna do? Put it in my pocket, tell my pocket go thin. Hang on to it till the eagle grin.
All right!
Brother, do tell.
Determination. I rise way up. Rise to tell.
Everybody knows that Solium is the wonderful sunlight ingredient contained in one soap, and only one soap, New Rinsol. But I guess you want to know what that means to you. Well, here's the story. The United States Testing Company, an independent laboratory, has tested New Rinsol with Solium thoroughly. And this is what all of their tests proved. New Rinsol with Solium will wash clothes whiter than brand new, make washable colors look brighter than brand new. There you have the scientific facts. No other soap in the world can produce these results. because no other soap contains Solium. Now, if I've convinced you to buy just one package of new Rinso with Solium, well, that's enough. Your wash day results will do the rest.
Well, come on, Andy. Let's get into Lawyer Stonewall's office here and talk it over with him.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Stonewall. You busy?
Hi, boy. Come in.
We can wait till you finish with them papers there.
No, I know, Flew. I just cleaned up the estate. Yeah, very peculiar case.
Oh, an estate, huh? What was it?
Well, a friend of mine that's a moving picture actor out in Hollywood had some tough luck. He'd been out of work for a year and a half. His five children really don't have enough to eat. His wife had been sick, and his mother went to the hospital, and on top of everything, the landlord sent him a notice of eviction for not paying his rent.
That actor was in an awful lot of trouble.
Well, but then the sky's clear. His uncle died and left him $3,000 in cash.
What did the actor do with it?
Bought a Cadillac convertible.
Well, listen, Stonewall, we got a case for you.
Andy is supposed to marry two different girls at the same time. What do you think you ought to do?
Get a large apartment.
You see, Stonewall, Amos introduced me to a very nice girl by the name of Mary, and I really love her, and I want to marry her.
Yeah, but before he met this Mary, he proposed to another gal by the name of Cipronilla Jackson through the Lonely Hearts Club, and she is coming to town today from Georgia to marry him.
You is a bluebeard.
Yeah, but listen, Stonewall, you see, I love Mary. Now, what is I going to do?
Well, the only thing I see is to tell this gal, Citronella, that's coming here, that you has got to leave town for 4 or 5 years.
You think that'll do the trick?
Yeah. Tell her you're leaving town for some faraway place. I got it. Tell her you is going to the North Pole.
Yeah, we'll even do better than that. We'll tell her that he's going to the Antarctic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going on a scientific expedition. That's what we're telling
him. Yeah, well, thank you a lot, Stonewall. That'll get me out of this mess.
Yeah, well, let's get on out in this snow and slush.
You know, when we had that big snowstorm, the electricity went off everywhere.
Yeah, made a lot of people mad.
Yeah, but when the current went off, it made one of my clients very happy.
Happy? Why?
Yeah, he was sitting in the electric chair at the time.
Listen, Andy, lightning say that your gal, Citronilla Jackson, is waiting out in the reception hall to see you. He says she's really a heavyweight.
Oh,
man. Now, don't forget everything I done told you about going up to the North Pole on the expedition for the United States government.
Mm.
Little America, the penguins, igloos, Aurora Borealis, and all them things I done explained to you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll lay it on thick. You're going to help me now, though, ain't you?
Yeah, now look here. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
While you're in here talking to her, I'm going out the side door here before she come in.
Yeah.
And I'm going out in the large hall, and I'm going to put on my kingfish uniform with all the fish stuff on it.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Now, while you was talking to her, I'll come in. I'll give you just a few seconds to get it started. Then I'll come in just at the right time as the head of the expedition.
Yeah, okay. Well, get on out in the large hall now. Go ahead. I'll let her in. Oh, me. I'll go over and let her in the other door. Well, Citronella Jackson, won't you come in? I as Andy Brown.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to see you. Oh, let me look at you, Andy, my future husband. Oh, I'm just swelled with pride.
Yeah, I know you are swelled with something all right. Citronella, the United States government has called me to go on a dangerous mission for 5 years.
Why, Andy, where are you going to go?
Well, me and a bunch of penguins is going to Little America. We're leaving tonight on the good ship, the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, but Andy, do you want to go to the North Pole?
Anything to get out of this weather we've been having around New York.
Ship ahoy! Excuse me for interrupting, mate, but we are ready to take off.
Well, if it ain't the head of the expedition, Admiral Fish. Admiral Fish, I'd like you to meet my bride, not to be, Citronella Jackson.
Hi, How do you do? Brown, is you ready? The expedition ship is in the harbor and the steam is up.
That's good. I like a nice warm ship.
Admiral, the lander has to go.
Young woman, we is leaving for the cause of science. Without Brown here, the expedition would be a failure. He is the navigator.
Yeah, but I come all the way to New York to marry Andy.
Yeah, but just like Admiral Fish says, I gotta go. I is the alligator.
Andy to the North Pole, please take me too. I won't be in the way.
Well, I can't exactly tuck 300 pounds under the poop deck, madam. And besides, I couldn't let you take the risk. You see, the Eskimos don't see so good on account of snow blindness, and you was liable to wind up with a harpoon in your side.
So you see, Citronella, it's out of the question.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid. I just want to be near you, Andy. Well, I'll work. I'd even be willing to help pull one of the sleds.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. The other dogs might resent you.
Well, Andy, I guess I'll just have to be brave.
Yeah, that's right, honey. Keep your chins up. Say, Admiral, tell me this. Is the ship all loaded with supplies?
Aye, aye, Brown. I'll just check the list here. Let me see. One prefabricated igloo.
Prefabricated, huh?
Oh, sure. Comes in two boxes. One has the egg in it, the other has the glue. Let's see what else. One pickaxe, six Eskimo dogs, one case of candle ration.
Yeah, better make that two cases. We're liable to get hungry on the way.
Say, Admiral, how long do you think you'll be away?
Well, we'll be gone for 5 years, but considering the nights up there are 6 months long, by the time we get back, we might be dead.
Oh, Andy, I'm broken hearted. How could you do this to me? I think it's awful and I'll never forgive you.
Farewell, my loved one. You better go back to Georgia.
Oh, Andy, will you ever give me a thought? Here. Yeah. Take this handkerchief of mine till you think of me.
I won't need it, Citronella. When I'm up at the North Pole and see them seals and walruses with all that blubber, I'll think of you.
Sometimes one word can make a big difference. The word yes can change your life. And then there's the word solium. Now, women all over the country have discovered that new Rinso with solium can make a whale of a difference in their wash day results. New Rinso containing solium is the one and only soap in the world that actually washes white clothes whiter than brand new, makes washable colors look brighter than brand new. There's no doubt about it, new Rinso with that wonderful sunlight ingredient, solium, is a number one success. And are we surprised? No, ma'am, it was bound to happen. No other soap in the world can match those new Rinso results. Rinso's soapy-rich suds do a first-rate job. And the secret is that one word, solium. Well, pardon me for puffing out my chest, but I'm proud to be the one to tell you that new Rinso with solium is really great. So wonderfully safe for clothes so kind to hands. The biggest wash day development yet. Get a package right away.
My name is Lightning. Something I can do for you, mister?
Yes, son. You see, I got a sister by the name of Citronella Jackson that's very unhappy.
Yeah, sir.
And I'm her brother, Tiger.
Tiger.
That's right, Tiger. Don't tell me you ain't never heard of Tiger Jackson. I fight at Madison Square Garden every Friday night, chum.
Yeah, sir.
I'm looking for a guy by the name of Andrew H. Brown.
Yeah, sir. Well, he's right in that office, right through that door.
Okay, chum.
Everything is peaches down in Georgia. Oh, how you do, sir? Something I can do for you?
Maybe, chum.
Hey, you are really a big man there. What you weigh?
212 when I weighed in last week just before the fight.
Oh, a prize fight, huh? I know I'd hate to meet up with you in a dark alley. You know, I've been singing around here because I'm happy today. Just got rid of some gal I was crazy enough to pre-pose to. By the way, my name is Brown.
My name is Jackson.
Glad to know you, Mr. Did you say Jackson?
I said Jackson.
I guess that's a coincidence. You ain't from the South, though, is you?
Born in Georgia, chum.
Yeah. These coincidences is coming fast. Georgia. Got any kinfolk?
One sister.
He is. Well, nice to meet you.
Wait a minute, chum. Stay away from that door. It's locked, and I got the key.
Yeah, well, excuse me for protruding, but you spell your name J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Is there any other way to spell Jackson?
I was just hoping. I believe I'll open the window and get a little air in here. Uh-oh. Just my luck. The window's nailed down. Jackson.
Did you ever hear that name before, Tom?
I want to ask you just one question. By any chance, do you know a gal by the name of... I know you ain't. But tell me this. What is the name of that one sister you were talking about?
Citronella.
See you later. That's the story, Kingfish. I jumped out of the window and Citronella's brother caught me.
Yeah, well, tell me this. When he caught you on the street, what did the man say to you?
He said if I didn't marry his sister, I was going to be walking around town looking at people with no head on my shoulder.
tell me this, Andy. What is you going to do?
Well, I ain't going to marry her because I don't love her. And like I told Amos this morning, I can't ask Mary to be my wife because the first time I go out on the street with her, somebody's going to knock my head off. I've been hiding over in Amos's basement at his house all day so Tiger won't see me. Oh, come in, Amos. Come in.
Well, I got some good news for you, Andy.
Well, he needs some good news, Amos.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, now, here, kid. When you told me the mess that you was in, Andy, I wanted to help you because you remember I was the one that introduced you to Mary.
Yeah, sure. Go on.
So I went to see Citronella's brother. I looked all over town for him. I went down to Madison Square Garden, and they told me down there that I would find him at the gymnasium.
Yeah.
So I found him there. You know, he fights at Madison Square Garden every Friday night.
Yeah, I know that.
So I told him the whole truth about your situation, Andy, and he said that he ain't so particular about his sister marrying you. He just wants to make sure that she marries somebody.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah, well, you see, I just thought maybe that would kind of help you along. I got to run along. I leave for work now. So long.
Yeah, so long, Amos. So long.
Just so she marries somebody. Well, Andy, that gives us something to work on.
Yeah, if we could only find some fella that would marry Citronella. Some fella that's real stupid and...
Well, I just dropped in to say I'd get a year higher, fella.
Sit down, stupid. I mean, Shorty.
Oh, you know, Shorty, me and Andy were just saying here that you ought to get married.
Well, I should like to if I could find the right gal.
Hey, well, you know the saying in this world that there is a perfect mate for every man. Mm. Just like a pair of shoes. One shoe has got to be like the other one.
Yeah, well, I met a girl once. She talked like me. She acted like me. She was the same size, same personality. She even looked like me.
Well, why didn't you marry her?
Who wants to marry a girl like that?
Shorty, look here. I think we have got just the gal for you.
Tell me about her family. Has she got any little brothers and sisters?
Well, she got a little brother.
Little brother,
yeah.
Is he still in short pants?
Only on Friday night.
I sure would like to meet her.
Well, Shorty, I'll make a date for you tonight and start the thing going.
Oh, that's great, Andy.
Tell me this, Shorty. What do you think you two will do tonight on your first date with her?
Well, I might take her to a concert at the opera. We might go to the Museum of Natural History. There's a wonderful Shakespearean play. We might... smooch.
Well, Tiger, everything has worked out great, ain't it?
Yeah, chum. Your friend Shorty and my sister is already engaged. They're going to get married this month.
Oh, that's great. Andy's happy, too. Now he and Mary can get married just like the plan. He's over talking to her now. Well, come in, Andy. What you doing back so soon?
Oh, I just went over to see my gal, Murray Thompson. She says she read in one of the gossip columns about me going to marry some gal by the name of Citronella. She don't have no more to do with me and done broke off the engagement.
Well, now listen, chum. This whole thing was my fault. Tell you what. I'll go over and see this gal of yours, Mary, and straighten out the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Would you do that for me? Because I really want to marry that gal. You know, I can tell by the way she acted, she's crazy about me, too.
Don't worry, chum. I'll fix everything up for you. I guarantee you there'll be a wedding.
And do you, Mary Thompson, take this man for your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And you, do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife?
I sure do, chum.
Andy, do you think that experience has made you a ladies' man?
No, sir, I don't. I still don't know how to act when I'm around the ladies. But you take Mr. Lake now. He knows just what to do.
Well, I just step up to the microphone and say what every woman wants to hear. New Rinso with Solium actually washes white clothes whiter than brand new. Makes washable colors look brighter than brand new. No other soap in the world can produce these results. Try New Rinso with Solium.
Good night, folks.
See you next Tuesday. Don't let them whisper about you.
Don't let them whisper B.O.
Escape embarrassment. Get the only soap especially made to stop B.O. The soap used in the homes of 40 million Americans. The mild, refreshing soap with an exclusive purifying ingredient, Lifebuoy Health Soap. Your daily Lifebuoy bath gives lasting all-over protection. Buy Lifebuoy right away.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could be sure that someday you'll take that trip you've been dreaming of or send young Susan to college? Well, is it worth saving for? How about it? Think you could put aside a little every week to buy U.S. savings bonds? I say every week because automatic saving is sure saving. If you have your employer set aside a sum from each paycheck to use in the purchase of bonds, you'll find you have several bonds almost before you know it. And if you don't have a regular salary, but you do have a checking account, you can join the bond-a-month plan. Ask your bank about it. In any case, when you buy U.S. savings bonds regularly, you're making a safe, profitable, and convenient investment in your own future. Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of New Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.